Hello.
Hi, Odalis. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
I was just about to call you.
Were you? I was like, oh, maybe I'll give her a call, but maybe I'll wait a few more minutes. Okay.
No, I was like, I'm gonna finish this up and I call her, and then I was like, oh, she's calling.
Did I catch you while you're eating a snack?
Yeah, I was literally eating some nuts, and I was like, I'll call her.
Oh, okay. Do you want to call me in a few minutes? Go finish up eating.
No, you're totally fine. I had a couple, like a handful of snack, like the nuts mixed nuts.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's a healthy snack.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what I had. I had a candy bar.
Those are so good, though.
I know. It's especially the kind that are just like milk chocolate. I'm like, oh my gosh, so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But
I used to love chocolate, but now that I went on like a data diet, like I don't really crave them anymore.
What are you on now? What kind of a diet?
I've been on a low carb diet.
Okay.
Low carb, high protein.
Kind of like a keto in a sense?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Except I really cut out like completely the rice and the bread. Like, that's just not,
you know,
no matter what.
Yeah, I gave up tortillas and all that years ago. My downfall is sugar. That's my biggest downfall. But sometimes I do what's called, at the beginning of the year, they call it a Daniel fast, where it's just, it's nothing but veggie and fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like my coffee, it's only black. So I find that now that I'm older, like certain foods affect me different. You know what I mean? So like I'm trying to cut out the dairy now. Like I drink my coffee black. You know, I'm just trying to switch it up. And what I do
out.
Now, do you? Yeah, just, but you know what? My husband's grandma, I mean, that woman lived to be 93. And that lady, I mean, she ate like frijoles with manteca. But you know what she said? Yes, but you know what she told me? Mija, it's the processed food. That's what's killing everybody. It's the processed food. The fast food.
So high right now.
Oh, my gosh. Especially among Hispanics because, you know, let's be real. When we're out working and, you know, we're just grabbing comida on the way, and I tell my husband, no, we need to cook at home. Like, we cannot be – you can't do both. Either you're going to eat healthy or you're going to eat bad. Like, you can't do both. It defeats the purpose, you know? So, yeah.
I have a lot of, like, friends of mine that are younger, they're, like, diabetic, and they're, like, under 18, and I'm like, I'm like, why?
And, they're, like, and it's not even so much, mija, the candy, it's not even that. It's the stress, and it's the carbs. If your body does not break down the carbs because it converts into sugar, if you don't produce enough insulin, you're going to end up with diabetes. A lot of people have it because it's in their genes. You know, my husband was a really bad diabetic. I tell his daughters all the time, you girls got to watch yourself because your dad used to do insulin, but my husband got the gastric bypass and that fixed it. But all of that también comes with, you know, diabetes. You're going to have kidney disease. You're going to have, you know, higher chance of stroke, heart attack. So it all goes together hand in hand. But good for you that you're eat healthy, take care of your parents.
It's been a year that I've been like, I don't know, low carb, no sugar. I do sugar free, but I have to look at the label first because I'm like, how do you substitute it?
Exactly. Good for you. Look at your labels because it'll say sugar free, but it has a montón of the, like the added sugars and just be careful, but good for you.
Yeah, I did. My mom's a really bad diabetic. That's why I'm like, right now, it's
really
like a little bit more controlled than it was, but I'm getting there. It's taking me some time to get her there.
Give her just, you know what, poco a poco, because when you, with diabetics, when you tell them you can't have this, you can't have that, it's overwhelming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as long as she can control it, it'll be good. I'll keep her in my prayers. What's her name?
Maria.
Maria? Okay, I'll keep her in my purse. I've lived with diabetics all my life, so I get it. My husband's grandma used to eat pepinos at night.
To help the insulin?
Yeah. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water.
She did, like, the canela for a while.
Uh-huh.
succulent, but that was when it was super high. Like, it really wasn't working.
Oh. Well, it'll get better. Just keep trying.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk to them?
I did. He said go for it.
Okay. All right. So let me do this. I'm going to also send you the second email that says client dashboard analytics. Now, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, too, so you can track your results with us. So I'm going to email that to you just so you have an idea of what it looks like, okay? Now, I know that the number, I'm going to be verifying information with you because I want to make sure that everything's listed correctly, okay? So how do you spell your name, though? Is it O with an a hyphen or apostrophe, y luego Dallas, or how do you spell it?
No, it's O.
Uh-huh.
A-L-Y-S.
So is it O-A-Y-L-S?
O, D as in dog. A-L-Y-S.
That's what I thought, Odalis. You don't want to know how she spelled it, Odalis.
I'm pretty sure it's O and then Dallas.
Yeah. It was. That's what I'm like, did she spell it for her like that? Okay. What's your last name, Odalis?
Diaz.
Diaz with a Z at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. I know sometimes some people spell it with an S, but typically it's a Z. Okay. And now I know the best number for us to contact you on, right? Like if we have an update on the account or we have a question, we'll call you on your number, the 775-376-2540. The business number that should be listed as what I see now is a 775-420-5151, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know right now currently on the Google Business profile, how it's reading is Fabulous Pros LLC.
Correct.
Okay. Good job on the reviews, by the way, too.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, okay. Let me go here. So you'll be the question?
I also wanted to know, now that I have you on here.
Uh-huh.
That's why I switched the, when you look me up on Google, it has
uh-huh.
a carpet, and I wanted it to have my logo instead.
We can, oh, okay, yeah, we can definitely have them switch it to your logo. Yeah, you'll just send us the logo. We'll help you with that. That's not a
okay.
problem. Any pictures, anything like that, but you want us to update and all that, just let us know and we'll update it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I noticed that it's the carpet, but you have a logo. I would say probably better with your logo there and then the pictures
yeah.
afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know your address is hidden, which I'm so glad, but what's the business address? Like, what's the address that you used to verify the business?
5579.
Diablo Court, right?
Yeah.
Comes up Sun Valley, Nevada, 89433. Okay. And let me just, because I know you have your website, and I want to make sure that I just have it in this place over here. Did you do the website yourself?
I did.
Good job. You did a great job. It looks good. You're like, I did. Did you think I was going to say something? No, it looks good. Looks really, really good. You did a great job on that. Now, we're not going to mess with the website. We're not going to change it or anything. We just always want to make sure that it would be attached, okay? Now, Odalis, what if, are you going to be the one just fully in charge of this, or do you want me to put your dad's name or your mom's name in case, like, let's say your dad called in, right? And he's like, quiero hacer un cambio. We're going to be like, well, your name's not on here, so we need Odalis to call us to add you to the account. Or do you only want to be the one encargada?
Let's just do me for now, because I asked my dad a couple things, and he's like, yo no sé, you figure that out. And I'm like, oh.
He trusts you. That's why. That's good.
I recently had a meeting with, like, a realtor to get into, like, real estate with them. As, like,
oh, did you?
Yeah. And he's like, I had to call him, because, you know, like, obviously it's not my money I'm investing, you know? And I'm
right.
like, Abba, what do you think about this? And he's like, yeah, Mike. He's like, you're the one handling that. And I'm like, well, I just want to make sure you don't think I'm stealing your money or something.
No, and that's, I mean, listen, out of respect, you're letting him know. Even though he trusts you and haga lo que tienes que hacer, but at the same time, you don't want him to think, well, where's the money going? What happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's always good that you consult with him. It's, you know what, it's out of respect. It's still his company. You know,
yeah,
so that's good. He's probably thinking, well, why do you keep calling me? But, you know, good for you that you do, you know, have him involved, right? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you need to add him later on, just call us and let us know so that way we can put their names on the account también in case they were to call in. Let me see here. Okay, we're going to start going over the billing. Okay, now before I process your payment, I will walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and that is for your protection. What it's going to do, Odalis, is it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you also that we'll send in writing with your invoice. And it'll go over the billing date, the amount. It's going to say that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Remember, you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. And I'll also state that in there as well. I'll say that if you need to cancel it, just call 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't get charged. And that's it. No cancellation fee. Okay? When I'm walking you through it, though, if there's anything that you don't understand, you stop me and just say, what does that mean? So that we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. Okay? Just because I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process that payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account, and you can choose either that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What did you want for the security question?
What was the first pet's name?
What was the first pet's name?
Chato.
What was that?
Chato.
Oh, Chato. That's what I call my grandson. Because his nose. My mom put the name on him. His name's Junior. Well, it's Armando, but his dad's name is that. So we call him Junior, but my mom calls him Chato. Because he has like a pudgy nose. Okay. All right. Let's see here. And the card that you're going to use today, does it have your name, the business name, or whose name's on the card?
My mother.
Okay. How does her name read on there?
Maria Mejorado.
M-E-J-O-R-A-D-O?
Yes.
Okay. Same address as the 5579 Diablo Court?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4147.
Okay.
1814.
Uh-huh.
4140.
Mm-hmm.
5267.
Expiration, month, and year.
0328.
03 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
948.
Okay. So I'm not processing the payment yet because I'm going to turn on the voice verification first, the recording. Remember, if there's something that doesn't, you're not quite sure what that means, just stop me so we can discuss it and then I'll rephrase it for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Odalis, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read.
Fabulous Pearl LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Odalis Diaz, marketing and HR.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, or at least it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get a call from us with an update. We know you can't just pick up the phone. We're just going to ask you at least make sure you return the call within 24 business hours. I do want you to be aware that you might have other companies that are trying to call you, selling you other type of online products, and they're not associated with us. So get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know, I'm going to just explain it anyways. We're not saying you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already including. We just don't want you guys spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on December 19th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm going to text you this number right now. I want you to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, our 877 number, so this way you never lose it. In the text that I'm going to send you, it's also going to have your login credentials, your username and your password for your client dashboard. Okay? Okay. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, you just want to make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There will be no cancellation fee, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Question, what did you say this month's due is going to be? I missed that one.
It's $249. So just to kind of go back, so today we're going to charge you the $249, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your second payment, because remember, it's a two-month verbal agreement, your second payment is going to be charged on the 19th of December in the amount of $249. Once the two-month is completed, the term, it's just going to automatically renew it each month, but on the 19th day, so the same date, in the amount of $249. Now, let's say you need to pause or cancel it, right? And remember, I said it, call 3 business days before it's due so that way you don't get charged. So you just got to remember, call 3 business days before the 19th if you have to pause it or cancel it so that way you don't get charged on the 19th. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, just before I processed the payment, finance sent me an option for you. So, first they told me to congratulate you on the business. So before I processed your payment, they gave me some options. And again, these are options for you. But if you look at it like this, right, you're paying $249 for the next 2 months, right? Mm-hmm. So $249 for the next 2 months is going to be an investment of $498, right? They're offering you right now, if you want to prepay 3 months, it's $700. So basically it's saving you como unos $47, right? Because if you pay $249 for 3 months each month, it's $747. But if you want to prepay it, it's going to save you $47, so it would be $300, okay? It is an option. They did want me to at least extend that to you, not knowing if it's something that you would be interested in or not. And then, of course, they have, like, if someone wanted to pay for 6 months ahead where you're not having the monthly bill coming out, right? It's just going to cover you for the 6 months. We're still managing it. We're still making changes for you, running promotions for you if you want promotions to be ran. It's still consistent management of the profile. We have to. And the Facebook ads, okay? If you wanted to pay for 6 months, then you're looking at, let me just get to the back to the email that they sent me. $1,300 is for 6 months or $2,500 is for the year. So these still give you significant savings. It's just that you're paying prepaid is what it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll just stick to the month-to-month for now.
Okay. If at any time you change your mind, just let us know or call me, and then I can go ahead and get that same rate for you, whether you wanted the 3-6 or for the year, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package for the $249. I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and I'm going to send it to you in a text message, okay? We'll go over it in a couple minutes. The next thing that I want you to think about, Odalis, is how your schedule looks tomorrow. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule a client interview. I'm going to block out an hour. The client interview can take about 30 or 40 minutes. It might take a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But my technician is going to be talking to you about the Facebook ads, the keywords, the areas of target. So that's really where the magic is going to happen. Around what time do you prefer so I can see what we have on the calendar? You don't need to be in front of a computer, by the way.
Let me see. Tomorrow I have a 1 p.m.
You have 1 o'clock available? Let me see if I have a 1. Give me a quick second here. I actually have for tomorrow, I have appointments available 1 to 2, 2 to 3, or 3 to 4.
Let's do 1 to 2.
1 to 2. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, the receipt's also going to be in your mom's name because it was her card that was used, but they already know that they're speaking with you. You're the primary contact on this account. No one's going to reach out to your mom or your dad because you're handling this side of it, okay? I'm going to send you a calendar invite. I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all done, okay?
Okay.
So tomorrow, we're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? All I need is for you to answer all your calls within that hour. Now, let's just say, okay, for some reason, we call you. You're in the middle of something. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or call me back in 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I just don't want you to miss this appointment. Okay. Now, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call you directly if I'm not available. And I'll send you a reminder an hour before too, just to kind of give you the heads up that it's going to be coming up. Okay. Now, just a few notes that I want to go over with you just so that my technician knows where to start from. I know the obvious is carpet cleaning, but what else do you want me to notate on here?
We do grout and tile cleaning.
Grout and tile cleaning, uh-huh.
We also do furniture cleaning. Like.
Okay, awesome. What about drapes or upholstery?
No.
Okay. And that's residential and commercial, or do you guys have a preference?
Residential and commercial.
Beautiful. Okay. And then let's see here. I know you got the Facebook page already. Are you guys licensed and insured in the process? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
We have both.
Awesome. And what are your typical hours of operation? If I'm looking at your Google Business profile, it shows you guys open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Sunday is closed. Is that right?
Yes.
And when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
You could do all three. It don't matter.
Oh, all three? Okay. And so with the Facebook ads, right, we can target as far as 50 miles. Now, I know right now because of weather, right, you keep a little bit closer. So how far do you want to target right now with the Facebook ads?
How far does 50 miles go?
Do you want to put it, like, within a certain area? Because I know you guys keep it closer, right, when the weather's changing.
Yeah, right now we keep it, like, Fernley.
Fernley?
Yeah, the first
okay.
to go Fernley, Carson.
Okay, let me put
there.
That in here.
So
let me put Fernley, Carson. Let me just notate that in there. No further than Fernley. Okay. And I put Carson there too and surrounding. And I'll explain it to them as well. I'll put further notes in there. And let's see. What else do we need? Oh, what are the forms of payments that you take? Do you do cash, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We take Square, check,
oh.
and cash.
Good. And then you do Square, which is a credit card and debit, right? That's good.
Yeah.
I love Square. When I used to be at Taquera years ago, my husband and I had it as a side business, and I always used Square when I did corporate events, you know, because they want to pay with a credit card so that way they can claim it. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Now, the last thing that I need you to look for, I know you've gotten a lot of emails and messages, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it would have came either before or after the one that says welcome. And it'll be in your mom's name. It'll say welcome. Thank you, Maria, for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Got it.
Okay. So it'll go on to say to keep in mind that it's a recurring charge based upon the terms. Do you see like two sentences below that? It says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
You wanted me to click on the link, right?
Yeah, click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click on it, it should take you to a page, Odalis, that's at the very top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. When you click on where it says click here on that initial invoice.
It says confirm signature. It's making
me. Oh, yeah. So you already clicked on the two boxes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're confirming the signature, you're going to type in, make sure I spell the name right, Maria Mejorado, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
No initial or no acentos, like no accent marks because the system doesn't recognize it. Okay. And then you'll just hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's supposed to take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see it.
I do.
Okay. Your username is always going to be your phone number. You know that text that I sent you with, I'm going to resend it to you because it probably got buried with all of them. Let me resend it. So your username is your phone number with no dashes, just your puro phone number, not even a one in front of it, just your phone number. Now your password, let me tell you what your password is again. Let me pull it up here. It's going to be all lowercase, okay? And mm-hmm. the password, as soon as I see it right now, all lowercase, and it's going to be one word. Give me 1 second. Come on, computer. It's like taking forever. Okay. Your password is SEM, S-E-M, Internet. S-E-M, Internet, all one word, lowercase. And it should let you in and saying, come back in like 2 or 3 days. We're working on your account.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good job. So you're in. That's where you're going to track your results with us. Okay. So okay. Last thing to go over with you is starting from tomorrow, because the technician's got to verify everything with you, we're going to get moving on stuff. So within 5 to 7 days, you're in the directories. Okay. And you don't have a Yelp page yet, right? I don't think I saw one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to create one for you. So that'll be done within 5 to 7 days. You can also start tracking your results with us then, too. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, and those can also start generating new phone calls. Now, what we put in our terms and conditions, this is what we sent to you in writing. We're always going to tell you that the first page placement on Google is going to happen within 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be the timeline. I have seen it happen a lot sooner. Now, because you have the Google Business Profile, what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it, but you're going to still continue to be the owner, even on your Facebook page. We're only managers, so that way we can manage the Facebook ads, okay? So even you still holding the ownership, again, we are only managers. So what we're going to do is as each step is being completed, we're going to notify you so that way you're aware of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family, Odalis. I'm super excited for you guys. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm going to, because you have your logo, I'm going to put a special note at the bottom. So that way they're aware that you want your logo in place to be the main photo on your Google Business Profile, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. I would suggest even when the technician gives you the email to start emailing us the pictures, okay? Any okay. photos that you want updated on there. All right? So okay. we will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.